When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Excuse me, sir, it's 7.
Time for Jason and Alexis in the Mornings.
Here is an illustrated summary of the new.
7 headlines at 7.
What news do you bring?
I've got about 7 different things going on now.
Give me at least 7.
And now, here are the headlines.
What's going on this morning?
What's going on this morning? I'm going to tell you. Alexis and Sonny just gave you the dirt, and now I am going to give you the details in our legendary 7 at 7.
1.
First up, road crews across the state are working hard to get the streets and highways ready for another round of snow. Crews are widening streets. MnDOT trucks are clearing snowbanks from highways and bridges, all to create more room for the plows tomorrow. Hardware stores are also gearing up for the big O storm that's supposed to come in around tomorrow morning. It's going to be really bad tomorrow night. New this morning, Minneapolis police are investigating a homicide that started with the car crash. It happened just before midnight at 22nd and Lindale Avenue South. Police say the driver of the car that caused the crash ran from the scene, and the passenger in the other car chased after him. The two got into a fight about a block away at 21st and Aldrich.
3.
Well, as the snow continues to pile up, so does the concern for major spring flooding. One of the biggest areas of concern is the Red River Valley in the Fargo-Moorhead area. The National Weather Service says there's a 50% chance the river will reach 35 feet there, which is considered major flood stage. That number is up 4 feet since last month's flood outlook.
4.
Let's turn to national news now. Happening today, President Trump heads to Alabama to get a firsthand look at the damage caused by Sunday's tornadoes. He's expected to visit the area where an EF4 tornado killed 23 people, leaving a path of destruction 70 miles long. The president approved a national disaster declaration after the tornado outbreak.
5.
Meanwhile, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison for tax and bank fraud. A jury convicted Manafort last year, ruling he hid millions of dollars from the IRS. He still faces sentences in the District of Columbia, where he pleaded guilty in a separate case connected to illegal lobbying. Many are shocked by the low sentence.
6.
American Airlines is grounding planes because of an issue with their overhead bins. The company took 14 aircraft out of service to fix problems with their cabin renovations. A spokesperson said a longtime contractor upgraded the 737s with extra seats, but after the work, the overhead bins didn't close properly.
7.
And finally, big news from the Mouse House yesterday. Disneyland and Disney World announced when their new Star Wars land was going to open. But if you're going there, if you're going to the one in Disneyland, you're going to have an extra step. The park is setting up reservations for its new Star Wars land called Galaxy's Edge to help manage crowds when it opens. That's not something they normally do. Reservations will be free, but obviously you got to buy tickets to the actual park. It's not clear if you'll need reservations at the Florida version. The rumor is you will not, by the way. The California version opens May 31st, while Star Wars Galaxy Edge at Disney World in Orlando opens early on August 29th.
And that's the way it is.
And that is the way that it is for this Friday, March 8th, 2019. Good morning, friends, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not dressing up like a droid so she won't get kicked out of Star Wars land, ladies and
but
gentlemen.
I got the Force!
Droids don't have the Force, Lex. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
What am I today? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I got a lightsaber!
Droids don't have lightsabers.
What do droids have? What? I'm an alien? I don't know. I'm a robot. Program me. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning,
Good morning, Sonny.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy International Women's Day.
Yes!
That's right! Yeah. Holla for the women's. Holla for the women's.
Every day.
Yes. Every day. Yeah, Sonny's filling in another woman, Dawn McClain. She's a woman. She is off spending some time with her family, and we hope she has a really good time. But we're thrilled to have Sonny here for the next few days. So, yeah, happy International Women's Day. So, go be kind to each other and be celebratory and supportive today. You know what? Mm-hmm. Since it is International Women's Day, I am even going to be nice to Bea Arthur.
Oh, that's good.
That is
nice.
I'm going to be, you know what? I'm going to call her right now, and I'm going to give her a compliment.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. I'm calling her right now.
Let's see if she answers.
She'll answer.
Hello?
It's International Women's Day, so I thought I would call you live on the air and give you a compliment today, since you're a woman.
Where's the
compliment? Oh, yuck.
Where's the compliment? What is it?
So I would just like to say,
like his preamble, I'm going to give you a compliment.
Here's my compliment. Here's my compliment to you.
Okay.
You have a really nice black sweater that you wear sometimes.
Oh no! Okay. Try again, Jace.
That's the compliment.
That's it.
Oh,
that's all you got for me.
Your wig looks good on odd days of the week.
Oh no!
Hey, Jace.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I hate you too.
That didn't last very long. That's like complimenting the blanket the baby swaddled in.
I tried. You know, I tried. Darn it.
Did she hang up on you?
I hung up on
her. Oh.
Wait a minute, Jason. You gonna hang up on International Women's Day? You could have gave it a click, Jason.
Yeah, whoa.
You're right. Darn it, Sonny. I shouldn't have hung up on her.
I think you're the droid today.
Crap.
We're Wookiee.
I hung up on her on International Women's Day. I apologize. I tried, though. I mean, I complimented her sweater that she wears sometimes. She has that black one. Well, she only wears black, actually, so it's hard to distinguish. But anyway, it's, yeah.
And you said her wig was popping.
I said her wig was popping. I did. Mm-hmm.
She does have a wig. Sonny.
I wear fake hair.
There's no wig in there.
Jason.
Yeah, your hair's looking good.
I wear fake hair, so if somebody says, girl, looks good.
No.
Yeah,
no.
See, that's real.
There's real hair. I just said she has a wig.
Jason. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I just call it a wig, but I don't think it's a wig. I think it's real hair. I don't know. I mean, we don't know, Lex. Have you ever pulled it?
No, I don't.
I'm going to today. I'm coming in today, so yeah.
Just pull on her hair a little bit.
Ask her to pull it.
When have I ever been appropriate? Let me. Yeah. Happy International Women's Day, Bea Arthur. I love you. Mm-hmm. I did roll her into voicemail yesterday. I don't know why she called, but I rolled her into voicemail. So, yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, that's
Who
nice.
Knows? It's, wow. it's isn't it nice? Yeah. 7:12, everybody. We're going
to. Like, okay. Well, hee-haw.
7:12 is the time. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Chit and chat.
Yes.
All day.
Be careful saying that, Jace.
I know. Believe me.
Whoa.
Chit chat. That's what I said. Don't worry. We're obviously, the next 2 hours, we're going to talk about some things. But Alexis kind of came up with a mission. Well, it's our mission every day. But Lex is feeling a little overwhelmed by the bad or kind of heavy entertainment that we're ingesting, right, Lex? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
Neverland, Abducted in Plain Sight. We're watching True Detective right now. Not the jolliest of topics.
No. And then you couple that with the snow that it's making us feel down.
Yep.
So
6 to 10 inches tomorrow.
We are trying. Thank you, Lex. We didn't really need a recap of that, but sure. Okay. So we are really trying. We thank you, Lex. We
watch out. Thank you, Lex. Morning drizzle.
Okay, Lex. We're kind of done with that.
All right.
But so we are on a mission today to try to be like 17% goofier.
Yes.
And funnier for you. We're going to try every segment to...
Keyword try.
Just to try to make you forget about what Alexis just said about the weather that I'm not going to repeat.
Okay. 95 mile per hour winds.
Okay, Lex, you said 95. Okay, first of all, you should probably correct yourself. You said 95 mile an hour it's winds not, no, in your 45, last weather.
45.
Yeah. Listen, that's terrible.
I know.
I was like, did I say that? I'm sorry, Tammy. Thank you for pointing that out. Whoopsies. 45 miles per hour wind.
Everybody out there.
It's like, we're not in Kansas. Right. Ever.
That's why only qualified people should be there.
Hey, I agree.
Okay. So, anyway, we're going to try to make you laugh a little bit more today. And as you know, Alexis loves haikus. She's the only person on our show that loves haikus. And yes. Rocco, our imaging director, is a dad and likes Alexis's dad jokes. So he has combined haikus with dad jokes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we've been running these for a while. Alexis revealed this morning that she has a new batch of these. And there's one in particular that she knew that I would love and subsequently you will love.
Oh, I screwed it up royally.
Because it is Alexis at her best. Here we go. You got it? I'll play it.
There we go.
And now, a haiku dad joke from Alexis.
The poet camper, a South American goal. Tahai Uruguay.
Tahai Uruguay.
Okay, hey, production guy Rocco here. I'm just going to jump in. I am the writer of the dad jokes. I'm a dad. I'm pretty corny. I came up with it Tuesday morning in the shower. I admit it needs work, but here's how it's supposed to go. The poet camper, a South American goal, to hike Uruguay. You get it? Like, to hike the country of Uruguay? Here's how it went for Alexis.
Okay, let's try it. Okay. The poet camper, a South American goal, to hike Uruguay. Nope.
Say like hike Uruguay. Uruguay.
To hike Uruguay. Nope.
To hike Uruguay.
Oh, God.
To hike Uruguay.
Don't do like a ear. Do like a ooh.
To hike Uruguay.
To hike Uruguay.
Too high Uruguay.
Say too high ku Uruguay.
Too high ku Uruguay.
Not you, ooh. Too high ku Uruguay.
Too high ku Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Too high.
Too high ku Uruguay.
Too high ku Uruguay. Oh my God.
Too high ku Uruguay.
Too high ku Uruguay. Too high kuru guai.
That's pretty good.
Too high yuru.
Too high
kuru guai. Too high
kuru
guai.
Oh my
God. No. Oh my gosh. Wait, say it again. Too high kuru guai. Too high kuru guai. No, too high ku guai. Okay. Okay. Did that make any sense?
Oh, that was worth the journey.
That was a haiku dad joke from Alexis.
Oh, whoa, woof.
Tell Rocco we're going to keep those a little bit easier. A little bit easier.
Sorry, he needs to use very small words with Lex at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Cool guy. Cool guy. I like that one. Cool guy.
I still don't even know how to say it right.
Uruguay.
He better just use words like fire and block.
Or Kansas. That works.
Yeah. Kansas.
That works. Just about.
We'll take up two syllables. That's perfect. Oh man.
Uruguay. And no matter how many times he told you, Lex, no matter how many times he told you. You kept saying, "What?" You weren't saying, ooh.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAP Podcast.com.
You were saying you,
not ooh. Yeah.
And then she kept saying you. Hi, Q, you.
Hi, Q. It's hi, Q, your eye. I roll your eye. Hi,
cool.
Cuckoo, your eye.
Oh, man.
I cuckoo, eye.
You would do great work in voiceover, Alexis.
Yeah, they'd be like, fired.
I love how you persevered, though, and how calm Rocco was. That is such a good example of the calmness that is Rocco in these sessions.
Yes, because, he is the best.
I mean, you're in these, and look, Rocco, my talkers, Rocco hears every butte. When you hear commercials or you hear us, you know, going into the booth for the, or, you know, going into record stuff, Rocco has to listen to all of us knuckleheads, and he has the patience of who? What's the saying? Patience of the
Mother Teresa.
Yeah, and like think of Lori and Julia.
That's not it, but you get
think of Lori and Julia going in there. Oh Lord, just think of the patience.
Oh yes.
Oh, it's so good. It's he's such a good guy.
He is. We he wrote these, so, you know, just trying to get it right. And luckily, he just took over.
I like when the music came in.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, he's like, I can't.
I'm done.
I'm just going to give up. Like, you're never, ever. Did you
there's
ever get it?
There's a bunch more, too. I did that one time, but it. He's like, good job, Alexis. 20 minutes later.
20 minutes later.
Oh, man. You know, you just kick yourself because it's like, ah. Why can't I get this right?
Kikuman soy sauce.
That's the best soy sauce out there. Amen.
I know. You tell us all the time.
Pass the Kikuman.
Pass the Kikuman, yeah. You don't call it soy sauce, do you, Lex? You refer to it as the brand, right?
Yep.
That's what you taught me? Yeah.
Yep, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Graham, I just call oil. It
soy sauce. Yeah. 726.
Oh my gosh, we have a baby laughing at me in the car.
What?
Did you see what? A Amanda's tweet? She says,
Got a
even
tweet
my baby is laughing at Lex in the city's in the car.
You win the day. You made a baby laugh.
A baby is laughing at Lex. Even the baby knows how to say
Kiragai. And Phil says, Lex doing this haiku is worse than Joey learning French on Friends.
Oh, I love that the baby is laughing at you. Lex, that's not good. There's a baby that understands how bad you were. Oh, it's 7:27. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Presenting the newest sponsor of the Jason and Alexis Show, TJ Wax, your discount waxing salon.
It's almost bikini season, ladies. Time to head into TJ Wax to get the old Vulvarine trimmed up for the beach. You've probably heard of the French wax, the Hollywood, and the Brazilian. But maybe they're a little out of your price range or pain threshold. That's why at TJ Wax, your discount waxing salon, we're proud to offer the Alexis. Half off at half off. That's right. Going on a beach vacation? Get your whisker biscuit Alexis waxed on just the left or the right side. Heading to Daytona? Get your East Coast wax. Off to L.A., we'll take care of your West Side.
This is Angel. Alexis is my better half, but her better half is the left side. Thanks to her intolerance for pubic pain and TJ Wax. I love you, honey.
TJWax.com does not exist. Don't look it up.
That's right. TJ Wax is the sponsor of this segment here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
Oh, yes. Mm.
I like the little disclaimer at the end. Like, don't look it up.
Don't.
Because people like me would have been like, www.
Discount.
Wax. www.
Yes.
Gasani, you've heard that story, right?
Oh.
You know why we did that.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
Lex, go ahead and tell Sonny.
Sonny. In college, the Brazilians were a big deal, right?
Okay.
A lot of people were talking about it. So three of my girlfriends and I decided, we lived in Boston at the time, that we were going to go and get this done together. Mm-hmm. Like a girlfriend, like, you know, oh, we're going to go shopping. Yeah. This will be no problem. Mm. Let's get waxed together. Mm. So okay. I was one of the first two that went, and she, you know, I'm on all fours. She's in there doing what she needs, you know, getting it prepped. Mm-hmm. She puts one strip in, rips that baby off. I jumped right off the table. I couldn't handle it. It burned. It's swollen. It was red.
It's swollen.
Sonny, it was the worst. And this was like, you know, the wax wasn't good. You know, it was like burning when they put it on.
Oh,
let alone
no.
put the little pad, little paper thing on it and then rip that sucker off. No. And she did the left side. It wasn't front and back. It was the full side.
Oh,
I jumped on the train. I left my girlfriends at the shop. I was like, peace out. Goodbye. I took the train back home on one butt cheek.
Sonny, the best was the day that Lex reveals this. I had never heard this. And Dawn had the best reaction because Lex tells a story. Because
we were talking about just, you know, manicuring and just, you know, doing some maintenance.
Getting our eyebrows waxed.
Getting waxed. You know, getting eyebrows waxed. And then Lex busts out with the story. She says, because I said, well, I have a friend who gets it done on the regular. And she's like, after a while, the pain
subsides.
Goes down.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lex goes, well, girl, I had it done. And then she tells that story.
I just said half.
She didn't reveal. So she tells the story. She tells the story, Sonny, and Don goes, I have a question, but I think it's a little too personal to ask. And we start laughing, and I said, oh, Dawn, just say it. Just go. Have you listened to our show? Yeah, we don't care. And she goes, did you do the front and the back, or the back, or did you do left and right?
And then Lex revealed that it was like half. Like it was left and right.
Oh, my gosh.
And we laughed so hard.
Night
we called
day.
Her. We called her Two-Face from Batman. Night and Day. We called her Two-Face from Batman. Oh, she looked like Tommy Lee Jones in Batman.
Victor Victoria.
Two-Face is below the belt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Ooh, that we was irritated.
Jekyll and Hyde with JJ.
Jekyll and Hyde with JJ. I like that one. I like that one.
The Phantom for JJ.
The Phantom for JJ.
Oh my God.
I forgot about the Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom for JJ.
Oh, but I have, man, nightmares about that. Oh.
Oh,
I'm sure it's way better now. This is what this
say,
is early
2000s.
I have not tried that again.
Ever, Alexis?
No, we just trim. Darkness is light.
This is Lex's vagina singing.
He's on a little canoe.
Silently the senses.
He's sad, Alexis.
Abandon the defenses.
Lex is in a canoe. Her privates are singing. Andrew Lloyd Webber. Oh, it was so... We laughed like fools. Like, I had a headache after that show.
Yeah.
Because Sonny and my talkers, as you can imagine, after 10 years and some months... after 10 years and some months, I have heard it all from Alexis, and Alexis has heard it all from me. We've... Every embarrassing story, I think we've unveiled.
Well, we thought so, because then you revealed something, too, that I hadn't heard before. The next day.
Oh, the VHS about tapes.
About the VHS tapes and the naughty the naughty VHS dubbing that he used to do.
Yeah. See? Yeah. I revealed. Now, I don't want to leave out people. I have a Rubbermaid coffin, basically, a giant Rubbermaid container full of VHS tapes of the Oprah Winfrey Show and Knott's Landing. And my husband always laughs at me. He's like, we need to get those dubbed down to DVDs so we don't have to keep moving this coffin size crate everywhere we move.
You have like 100 of them.
I probably more than that. And I said, you know, I've been hemming and hawing about it, and he didn't understand my reluctance. Well, I finally decided just to stop, just as Alexis would say, live my truth. So I,
what's so the hesitation, Jace?
And B. Arthur loved, like, I saw B. Arthur that afternoon, and she was dying. Oh. I think this is her second favorite story after my ferret story. But anyway, I said, Sonny, that, you know, when I was like 19 or 20 and I was living by myself for the first time, you know, I was a young man. I was and I got cable for the first time living by myself. So I would dirty movies on. They had dirty movies on after midnight. I couldn't afford, because I was I was post college and had no money.
And they probably didn't have BET Uncut.
Mm-mm, they did not. No, they did not. So I had to record on whatever VHS tapes I had in the house, because I couldn't really afford to buy new tapes. So I would just record on the end of my Knott's Landing and Oprah tapes. So my fear is, Sonny, that I'm going to take these tapes in to get dubbed, and it's going to be it's going to be like Knott's Landing, Knott's Landing, Knott's Landing,
and porn. Nah, Jason, don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to have to find a private person to service you.
Exactly. Oh, so I said that I can't. So I can't now. I have to dub them myself. Yeah. So I'm not joking. This week, I have been going through my tapes. And luckily, I have not come across any Knott's Landing, right, Lex?
Yeah, Knott's Landing.
Yeah, I have not come across any of those. So, and I laugh every time I fast forward. I'm like, okay, when am I going to see it?
Well, Jason, why'd you put it at the end of the tape?
Well, because I didn't want to record over Oprah or Knott's Landing.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, so you had, I know. So you know how you tape all the shows and you got that little bit of space at the end of the tape.
Yes.
Got you. Okay.
So I would record the scenes, you know.
I try and just record a scene. I don't need the plot, girl.
Yeah,
I don't
get to the action.
I don't need the delivery person driving to the house. I just need...
Forget a plot. Who needs a plot?
I don't care why the delivery boy is staying well past the drop-off point.
We know why you're here.
We know why that pizza...
We know what you're delivering, okay?
Uh-huh. He's delivering pizza and some breadsticks. Uh-huh. I don't need a plot. Ooh, and then I go back and I watch Oprah.
Get in the noise.
I know. We got to play. You know, that puts me in a good mood. This is only 30 seconds. We used to do TV TRL. Here's a little Patti LaBelle. Yeah. Let's listen to this.
Nothing like some Patty in the morning.
Oh, that's some Patty. That's some Miss Patty in the morning.
We need some pie now.
I think that's my favorite. Out of all of Oprah's theme songs, I think that's my favorite. Because she had several.
Yeah, she does have other ones.
Yeah, she had the Quincy. Yeah, she sang Run On. Mm-hmm. And then she had the Quincy Jones one. That's this one right here. This is the second one.
This is the one I always think about.
Right here.
Get that flute going. Oof.
Yeah. Then she had Run On.
Here we go.
Sing it, Oprah. This is her singing.
Run, run, run.
Yeah, I do that. I know. See, and Lex, I do that. I'm such a goofball. Sometimes I get singing that in my head, and I go, gonna run, 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 because I know the words to the entire Run On. Like, because that's a full, there's a full song of Run On with Oprah. I am pathetic. I know the entire song by heart.
That's love right there.
That's love for my, oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. 7:43. We're going to take a break, everybody. Stay right there. Go get another cup of coffee and meet us back here in about 3 minutes.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor.
From like the 70s or 80s.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Oh my God. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Classic commercial, me and your Johnson.
It's for a boat.
It's for a boat. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
But,
Yes, we are being intentionally goofy and sillier than normal because, look, we have decided, Alexis decided at 5:30. The weather's going to suck this weekend.
Yes.
We're tired of complaining about it. We're going to be proactive. And so for the next hour and 10 minutes, we are just going to be as goofy as we possibly can be.
Yes.
Just to make you laugh, because we all need it. You're in your car right now. You're probably in traffic. You want to look forward to the weekend, but you're thinking about the fact that we're going to get more snow tomorrow. So
6 to 10 inches, yeah.
Okay, we don't. Okay, no.
Oh,
we don't need that. Okay.
Yeah. 45 mile per hour winds.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna just in that spirit, someone was. You know, we were talking about some of our favorite stories. I was mentioning Alexis's story about the waxing. And then Lex said that I had revealed something she didn't know about me that I had never revealed on the show about my VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. And Jen wrote to us. Jen said, yeah, those stories are great, but she was remembering my Spanx story, my male Spanx story. And so, you know what? Let's just tell some stories that always make us laugh, because someone recommended one from you, Lex, that just always kills me. But I got stuck in male Spanx one time, Sonny.
And we're not talking about shorts.
No, I got stuck in Spanx, and this was back even in my thinner days. I don't know what I was doing wearing Spanx, but anyway, they have male Spanx that are, it's like a t-shirt, Sonny. So I went to the store to get them, and I went to a store that I always go to, and the woman who knew me well, she's like, well, Jason, you need to do one size smaller than what you would normally wear. Now, at that point, I was literally at my thinnest. Like, I have never been thinner than I was at that moment in my life. Mm-hmm. So I was wearing, in most shirts, like a medium. So, girl, I got like a small. I got a men's small in the Spanx. Now, as you know, ladies that wear Spanx, they're itty bitty because they stretch. So
right.
I pull that damn t-shirt out, and I'm home alone. I lived in Plymouth at the time.
Oh.
Lived by myself. I pull the t-shirt out of the box, and it looked like toddler clothes. I mean, it was the smallest little shirt
that was
supposed to stretch across my adult male chest.
Oh my gosh.
So I am upstairs in my room. My room was upstairs. It was a two-level townhouse. I'm upstairs naked, and I put my head through the hole. And I'm squeezing, Sonny. I'm squeezing. I'm trying to pull and squeeze the Spanx over my shoulders.
He's
and
making a sausage right now.
Yeah, I'm getting it over the shoulders, and I'm pulling down, and I'm rolling. I'm rolling this fabric, stretching it to its limit, trying to sausage my adult male chest into this small Spanx
T-shirt.
Do
you have a hairy chest?
Yes.
Oh, Jason.
Ooh. Yeah. So ooh. I'm rolling it over and I'm like.
Oh.
And it's going down and going down. And I get it. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the most uncomfortable thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm walking around and then I go, now again, everybody,
I am naked.
Yeah.
With the shirt on. I go, nothing on the bottom, girl.
Butt out.
Nothing on the bottom. Naked as a Jaybird, as my aunt used to say. That's why she called me Jaybird. But anyway, and I hate that. Don't ever call me Jaybird.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right.
So I start to take off the Spanx and I'm rolling them up. Ugh. I lift up one arm and I get the Spanx over my armpit mm-hmm. to my shoulder. Mm-hmm. I lift up my other arm. And I am stuck.
Oh, man.
I cannot move the Spanx anymore. And I start to panic. Because you know how when you get like a ring stuck on your finger and you can't pull it off and you get that momentary, you're like paralyzed.
I was
with
thinking
fear?
About when you're little and you're trying to take a shirt on and you panic like, I'm going to die in the shirt.
Yes. So I am now, my arms are stuck in the air. I am naked. And the Spanx has rolled on my chest, and I can't do anything. I can't lower my arms.
Is anybody else in the house with you?
There is nobody in my house.
Oh, no.
So then I had to get on the floor, on my carpet. I had a carpeted room. Had to get on the carpet naked.
He needed some friction.
And roll my fat gas out of I'm rolling back and I'm going back and forth like a rolling pin, and I'm trying to roll the Spanx over my shoulders, and I'm feeling the rug burn like I can't. Here I am, I'm squiggling,
there are no scissors in sight,
no, and my arms are still up in the air, and now my arms are falling asleep, and all of a sudden I hear my friend, who is my neighbor, who knew where my secret key was, mm-hmm. I hear her in the basement go, Jason, I'm here. I'm like, no! No, 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 no. I am naked.
You're panicking already?
Oh. I'm panicking. I have rug burn now. I have rug burn on my butt. I have rug burn on my shoulder blades and on my lower back because I'm trying to create, I'm trying to get motion.
Wiggle out of there.
I'm digging my shoulder blades into the carpet to try to push the Spanx that it's now cut. The Spanx are so tight around my shoulder blades area that my arms are now falling asleep.
Jason.
Yeah.
Every time I look at your Jason show picture now, I'm going to have this.
I know. I know.
Vision.
I'm going to have this vision.
It was, I got to tell you, I still just.
Just thinking about the confined space and just feeling like you can't get out.
Oh, girl.
Jeez.
It was awful. Awful. I think about the feeling and I get uncomfortable. It was, Hey, guys.
Can we try it again?
No.
Can you reenact that and make a video?
Did they let you take it back?
They let me. No, I kept it because I wanted to keep it forever. Hey, guys, we're going to have some fun. We do this from time to time, usually on a Friday. We want you to be included in the fun. Sonny's going to open the phone lines now. It's time for Ask Us Anything. You can call 651-641-1071. Ask us about the show. Ask us about Alexis's dolls. Ask us about Alexis's toy business. Whatever you want to know.
Spandex.
This is your time with us. 651-641-1071. Call and ask us anything. We'll talk to you when we come back.